It's me one more time that you have to or get to listen to tonight. Tonight I want to, and I felt to speak on the thought of thankfulness. Thankfulness. If we can turn in our Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. It says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." In everything, give thanks. Everything. Who here does that? My hand's not up either. But it says this is the will of God. It doesn't just end there. It says concerning you. He knows the benefit that it will have for us. That in everything we do, are we giving thanks? It checks me for certain, especially since I stand up here and say it. But if we don't, again, why? Why are we not? And the thought came to me of Job. Doubtless to say, he probably experienced a lot more than any of us ever have. I don't know, but come talk to me after if you've experienced more. But he truly lost everything, and even his children. It's one thing to lose stuff, but to lose your children, I can't imagine what that would be like. But Job's response was, "The Lord gives and the Lord takes away." Now, I do not picture him. I don't know what you picture. I'm a visual person. I don't picture him skipping along going, "Oh, this is great. I'm rejoicing." I think he was beyond broken. I think his life and his world was completely shattered. And he had no idea what he was going to do, but one thing, that he was going to praise the Lord. Now, praise can and probably usually does has a smile on its face, but I don't think it always has to. There can be times that we're broken, but we still say in our heart and in our spirit, "I will still praise you. I will still give you thanks. I have no idea what you're going to do, and I am broken right now. And I don't see how this is," but we can still have that heart, I believe, of, "I'm going to praise you." And there's some pretty horrible things that happen in this world. But the Lord does not say things that are only situational. This applies to every aspect and every person. As challenging as it is. And the greater the challenge, the more we need Him. And the more we need to do that because it's concerning us. It's concerning you as we read that. Are you a thankful person? Who here is a, you don't raise your hand. Who here is a thankful person? Who here is a complainer? Who here is 50-50? 60-40, 70-30. But if you consider that, how would someone else describe you? Don't you answer, and that's probably the better way to figure out is, how would someone describe Jason? That's a scary thought. I think someone was mimicking me one time. It's like, what do people see when they see me? But it's a good question. What do they see? What do they hear? Are they hearing a complainer, someone that's thankful? Or someone that's always complaining? Is our glass half empty? When we see life, when we see situations, when we experience our day-to-day things, here it goes again. I'm not praying anymore. I've prayed before and that person's never changed. They still do the same thing. What's the point in praying? Do we have that attitude? Maybe we do. I think we're human. We have those. But what is our end result? I'm known for saying, if you tell me once, you're telling me. You tell me twice, I get it. Three times, you're whining. It's if we just keep repeating and repeating and repeating the same thing and with no resolve, that's a complainer. If we're talking about something with resolve in us, with a solution, that's not a complainer. It's not that we can't talk and we can't share with our spouses or our leadership challenges that we're facing, but we're not to complain. We need to be grateful and we need to be thankful. And in the thought of, are we thankful? I was trying to figure out how to say this. It's kind of like that passage in Romans where Paul tongue-ties me every time. The things that I don't want to do, I do. And the things I do want to do, I don't do. But we can be very thankful, but never say it. And is that right? What do we teach our kids? What were we taught as kids? Say thank you. 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 And you hope the repetition that you've done, they do it. But do we verbalize? Or are we a complainer? Are we constantly complaining? Or do we just keep silent and complain within? It's not really any better. Just because we don't say it, if we don't have anything nice to say, don't say it. But are we just complaining internally? Are we just internalizing everything and saying, okay, nope, I'm just going to push through this? Well, in part, that's great. But if we're just holding on to it and not being a pass-through and saying, Lord, here, that's not any better. So I think we need to verbally acknowledge and say thank you. We need to vocalize that we know naturally the Lord loves thanks. It says repeatedly in Scripture, give thanks, give thanks, give thanks. 39 times specifically in the King James, it says give thanks. God wants to hear us thank. And we don't do things for thanks, but I think it's appropriate to acknowledge people when they do things. That we say thank you. It encourages them. Oh, I'm going to keep doing this. It was appreciated. In Proverbs chapter 17, 22. Proverbs 17, 22. A merry heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. Are we thankful? Are we predominantly a thankful person or a negative? Christians, in my view, should be a very thankful people. We have so much to be thankful for. It sounds cliche, but we really do. We have hope. Our eternity, this is temporal. As easy it is for me to say when things are going great, but we should be thankful. We should be clearly different, not by just our words alone, but by our actions. Are we displaying joy, gratitude, and verbalizing thankfulness? Grateful people are happier. I was looking up some things online, and this was from a few different sites, and they said statistically, grateful people are happier. Are we grateful? Are we grateful for what we have, or are we always looking outside? We said that briefly this morning about life, but about other things. Are we always jealous and wanting, oh, well, they're doing this, I need to do that. Well, they said this, and they went here, and I want to. Or are we grateful and content where we are? Joyful people heal faster. Scientifically proven, joyful people heal faster. And wow, that actually lines up with what Jesus said so many years ago. A broken heart, a broken spirit dries the bones. It dries us internally. It destroys us. And we know, obviously, sorrow does that. It does the opposite. Are we thankful with what God and how He's made us? Our height, our talents, our looks, our hair, or the lack thereof. If we're not thankful for how and who God made us, we will not be able to fulfill God's plan for our lives. If we're constantly going around, oh, well, I'm not happy with the way God's made me. Forever, there were certain things that I just didn't like about myself. For the most part, that's gone. I am what I am. I realized 40 years later, I'm not changing. This is what I am for the most part, aside from what I can change. But are we thankful? Because if I'm not, I'm constantly focusing on that, not on what God made this for, to fulfill His will. So I can want to sing like David Phelps. I'm not designed to sing like him. You may want to be like so-and-so and how God, but that is not the key. That's a different key. Are we thankful with the way God designed us to be? We know we need to change. But are we comfortable and content and thankful? Not just content, but thankful, grateful for how God made us. How often do you give thanks? I looked this up statistically. The average American says thank you about 5 times a day and seldom means it. How often do we actually mean it when we say thank you? You probably don't remember how many times you said it. Did you say it today? Did we think about it? know, as I've been having a lot of interactions with different people over the last year, I've been learning to honestly care about them. Not to have an agenda that I'm going to try to say this to you, Maureen. Yep, finish talking. You done? Okay. Now this is what I wanted to say. Or do I actually listen to her? Do I actually say, Jason, shut up? And I do tell myself that literally sometimes. Just be quiet and listen. Because people love to talk. And they will tell you things. But when you care, and you show them you care, we want to be thankful. We want to, when we say thank you, mean it. When you say thank you next time, intentionally, thank you. Because when it's hollow, what's it mean? Nothing. But when there's intentionality behind it, you hear that. You hear sincerity. Now, we can be tricked. We can be blown over. But when we care, there's something there. And when it's the Holy Spirit in us, which we're going to look at, then there's authority. Then we're penetrating. We're doing something. Are we thankful? Or do we complain? How many times do we complain? This wasn't specifically Americans. We complain on an average of 15 to 30 times a day. That's a lot. I was hoping more because we like big numbers and want to see how horrible we can be as humanity. But 15 to 30 times a day that we're complaining. Why do we complain? This was a quote from online. It says, first of all, most people don't realize how often they complain because it has become a habit. And like habits, it tends to be so familiar that it becomes invisible. Secondly, most people feel that it's a good conversation starter because it's easier to find grounds by complaining. To find common ground by complaining. That's horrible. We do it. Oh, the weather, it's raining again. Yeah, I know. That's not a huge problem, but we do. But why not the other way around? Why not? Because it does something in us. A merry heart does good like a medicine. If we are truly thankful and grateful for what we have, we could have a drought right now while we get all this rain. We could have no, it can always be worse. But are we grateful for what the Lord has done, what He's given us? How often, and start watching, how often do I complain? How often do you say thank you? How often are you grateful for what someone's done? Might not be the meal you wanted, say thank you. Coffee might not have tasted how you wanted, be grateful. The service might not, not this one, the service at a restaurant you might have had, might not, or this. Be grateful. Be grateful. There's so much, and there's no. It should be endless. It should be, but how often do we? And maybe you do. Wonderful. But if we don't, if we're not thankful, if we can't stop and think of something to be thankful for, something's wrong. Something's wrong. Our eyes are on the Lord, that the Lord will see me through, that He'll get me out of this horrible hole that I'm in, that He will. It doesn't have to be beautiful. But that we're thankful. Wonderful. In 1 Chronicles 16:8, we just did what Scripture said. Give thanks to the Lord and call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. When you hear gratitude, it's kind of hard. You can try to complain, but you really can't beat it. I watched this scenario one time, and it was someone trying to instigate a fight, and it was staged, but serious. And the person was just throwing insults, and at first they were trying to rebut it with other arguments and fights and reactions to what they were saying. But then finally the person said, you are so dumb. And they said, you're right, I do some pretty dumb things sometimes. You know what, you're always like this, you're right. People are telling me that all the time. And they couldn't. Finally, they stopped. They had nowhere else to go. They went on and on. But you can't combat it. So why not be thankful? Not as I'm just such a happy person. But to truly be a grateful person. Why not be? Because who here wants to be by a downer unless you are one yourself? And if you are, then that's what you're going to want to be. And if that's all you're around, then... But let's be grateful. in the name of Jesus Christ. So it's not just, oh, I'm some spiritual guru that's trying to, oh, I'm at one and just so happy with everything that's... But truly, no, we have a reason to be happy in our spiritual life and in our everyday practical life. That was the first point. Second point, share with the wicked what others have done. 2 Samuel chapter 22:50. 2 Samuel 22:50. The first was we were sharing with God's people. It encourages us. To hear other people encouraging and thankful about God will stir us up. We also need to stir up the heathen. It says, "Wherefore I will give thanks unto the Lord among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto your name." We see this in Scripture. The little servant girl that led Naaman, the Syrian captain, she led the heathen. She praised and said what her God could do. And he was touched by God for that. And I don't know what fully happened from that. But we need to praise. And however you can, if you work and are interacting with the world, not in Christianese, not in biblical terminology that they're just not going to understand, are going to be like, okay, they smile and slow. But declare what God's done. I had someone I was talking to, I'm like, you know what, I'll be praying for you. You know, God's faithful. I know it must be hard, but say something. Not just on your own, but don't be afraid. The enemy makes us feel weird. But we need to be God's voice going out among the heathen and declaring, and where we can and where God is stirring us, to not be afraid of who our God is. Point three, we need to give thanks because God is good. 1 Chronicles 16:34. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Simply because He's good, we can give thanks to Him. We don't need to go and tell that to people, but us vocalizing, God, thank you. God, I am grateful for what you've done. You know, my daughter will come up to me for no reason at all and just say, Daddy, I love you. And I love that. No reason whatsoever. She just spontaneously walks up and says that. That touches me. We're made in His image. You don't think it touches Him when we just spontaneously go up to Him and say, God, thank you for how faithful you are to me. I love you. That's relationship. That's not ritual. When you can personally talk to God like you talk to a person, that's when you know you're getting closer to Him. When you don't have to go to Him in formality, we honor Him of His holiness, and we're going to look at that next. But He also, if we can call Him Daddy, He wants us to be close to Him so that we are comfortable going to Him. And as Angeline had shared, we can say, I hope you had a good day, Lord. And have that intimate, personal relationship with Him. We praise Him and give Him thanks because He's good. He wants to hear it. We need to hear it. Fourth point, because He's holy. We give thanks because He's holy. Psalms 30, verse 4. Sing unto the Lord, O you His saints, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. He is God. He is holy. And He deserves our worship. He doesn't demand it. He requires it. But He's not going to beat it out of us. He's not going to. But He will get our attention. He will reach out. But we want to praise Him because He's holy. But we need to know Him. We need to be thankful. We need to know that He's good. Practice that. Rehearse it. And when we don't see it and when we don't feel it, we still declare, God, You are good. You are faithful. And because He is holy, He deserves worship. He deserves us giving thanks to Him. If Abigail would come, we're going to sing a couple songs. Stay seated, but we're going to give thanks to the Lord. And just as we sing, individually we're worshiping, corporately we're worshiping, but we're giving Him thanks for what He's done for us in our lives. And hopefully that this sparks something just afresh in us, that Am I complaining? Am I just going along? If someone's complaining, don't go along with them. You don't have to say, we don't talk that way. That's not godly. But come back. You know, it has been wet, but honestly, imagine if you're over in India and it had no rain whatsoever. Doesn't have to be confrontational. Doesn't have to be sounding spiritual. But you are wolving in, oh, you know what? And maybe they'll think, you know what? It's, and who knows? Oh, India, why do you say that? Well, I was just, who knows where it goes, but we don't want to be those that are known as complainers. We want to be thankful. So the first song we're going to sing is I Will Give You Thanks. He's worthy. That's maybe 5 minutes. Maybe. We read in the beginning, complaining is a lot of times because of habit. We just do it because it's not going to shut off tomorrow. We dug a hole of complaining, we've got to dig out of the hole of complaining. But as we do that, as we have a pattern, if it's setting an alarm on your phone where we, you know what, I'm going to give thanks for 5 minutes. Whatever it is, but are we practicing giving thanks, thanking our God for how faithful He is to us, how good He is to us, because He is good, He is faithful, and He's worthy of our gratitude. Amen? So as we leave tonight, we know this, but I think it's something we can put into practice in our office here if you work. I know you don't have problems here in the offices, but everyone else off the hill does. But as we're off the hill, as we're at the store, I'm in the grocery line and people are complaining, oh, look at this person, just, well, you know what, maybe they're having a hard day. But care. Be sincere. When you say thank you, mean it. When someone's rude to you, love them and mean it. Because who knows what they're going through. It's not an excuse, but there might be a reason. But let's be thankful. Let's be an example. Let's be those that are known as, yeah, that guy is, nothing ever seems to get him down. Nothing seems to get her down. And maybe things do try. But we rise above that and depend on our Lord, and we can be grateful for what He does. Amen? Amen. Well, let's just close in prayer and then we'll dismiss. Father, we thank You for all that You've done. And we just ask that You would remind us of this, bring it to our remembrance, and may we act on it. Lord, when we want to complain, may we be checked and may we change. We thank You for Your faithfulness. And everyone said, Amen. God bless you. You are dismissed.